Tokenized stocks cross 1.6 billion market cap. Ethereum holds 41% share. The tokenized equities segment has passed a $1.6 billion combined market capitalization, according to data flagged by Cointelegraph on May 22, 2026, with Ethereum hosting 41.1% of that supply. The milestone arrives a day after SEC Commissioner Hester Peirce signaled that any upcoming innovation exemption for tokenized stocks would be drawn narrowly, leaving the segment to keep growing inside the current legal posture rather than under a relaxed one. The headline number is small relative to spot crypto markets, but it is the first time the bucket has crossed 1.6 B as a measured segment rather than as a collection of pilots. Bitcoin sat at $77,569 and Ether at $2,130 as of the May 22 snapshot, with the broader market still flat to negative on the week, so the growth in tokenized equities is happening into a soft tape rather than off the back of a risk-on rally. Ethereum's 41% share reflects liquidity, not just tech. Ethereum's lead at 41.1% is not the result of a single new issuance. It reflects where the issuers, custodians, and authorized participants for tokenized stock products have chosen to deploy. Existing infrastructure for permission transfers, redemption flows, and KYC gating is more mature on Ethereum and its L2s, which is what brokers and broker-dealers care about when they pick a settlement venue for an asset they expect to redeem against a real share. That share also tells you where secondary trading is concentrated. A token's market cap on a leaderboard counts wherever the units sit, but liquidity depth is what determines whether an issuer can stay on a network. The remaining 59% is split across Solana and a long tail of L1s and L2s, with no single competitor approaching Ethereum's footprint in this segment. The regulatory backdrop just got narrower. Peirce's comments on May 21 made clear that the SEC is not preparing a wide carve-out. The framework she described would apply specifically to on-chain equities and would not extend to other token wrappers around traditional securities. For issuers, that means the work to comply with custody, transfer agent, and disclosure obligations does not get easier just because the asset is on a blockchain. Anthropic's recent statement that tokenized versions of its private shares are void without company consent reinforces the same point from the issuer side. Tokenization works smoothly only where the underlying issuer, or an authorized intermediary holding the real share, is in the loop. The growth from here is likely to come from products that already have that piece wired in, not from new wrappers built around shares the issuer never agreed to tokenize. Reading the 1.6 B milestone in context, a 1.6 B market cap is roughly 0.5% the size of the stablecoin float, which crossed 323 B earlier in May, so the segment is still in single-digit percent territory relative to other real-world asset buckets. It is also dwarfed by tokenized U.S. treasuries, which trade as the largest RWA category by some distance. The signal in the milestone is directional rather than absolute. The tokenized equities segment grew without a friendly regulatory unlock, without a major exchange listing event, and into a flat market. That suggests the demand is coming from holders who want on-chain exposure to specific equity names for collateral, settlement, or 24/7 access reasons, not from speculators chasing a narrative. Implications for on-chain distribution issuers picking a chain for a tokenized equity in the second half of 2026 still face the same trade-off. Ethereum offers the deepest liquidity and the broadest set of compliant intermediaries. Faster, cheaper L1s like Solana offer lower friction for retail-style flow, but a thinner roster of authorized participants. Today's leaderboard says the issuers are picking liquidity. For users who interact with these tokens through wallets and spending products, the practical effect is that any on-chain equity exposure they hold is most likely an Ethereum-native asset, with the redemption path running through a regulated intermediary rather than a smart contract burn. That matters for anyone routing equity collateral through DeFi or attempting to bridge it across networks. The next data point worth watching is whether the next 400 NELRs of growth shifts the chain share or just deepens Ethereum's lead. If the ratio holds through a doubling of the segment, the network effect on tokenized equities will be hard to dislodge,